Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We are now in the final two Mishnayot of the fourth chapter of Masechet Bava Metzia at the very, very bottom of Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet. Mishnayot Aleph. Now, Mishnayot Aleph ends and Mishnayot Bet begins, and the division in our Gemara is not the same. I'll point it out. Ein Marvin Perot Peperot Afilu Chadashim VeChadashim. That means that if you're selling fruit, the fruit that is declared to be or presented as being from one particular field cannot be mixed with fruit from another field, even if they're both from the same season. Certainly you cannot mix old fruit. You can't mix in new fruit because we're talking here about wheat, and older wheat is easier to make flour from. Be'emet amrun, we'll discuss what that means, although we've seen it several times in the Mishnayot. Be'ayin hitiru larev kasher barach, they allow mixing hard wine with soft wine, neshu mashpicho, it really enhances the wine. Ein marvin shimer yayin b'yayin. You're not allowed to mix dregs with the wine. Avalotein lo et shmerah, but you're allowed to give him the dregs. What that means is very strange, and we'll get to it in the Gemara. It's a very opaque statement. Mishin dar mayim b'yayin olim krenam b'chanut. Let's say that you had water get mixed up with your wine. Remember that their wine was generally sold at one quarter of its drinking ability, meaning that you would have to mix three parts water to one part wine in order to be able to get a potable drink. But if your water got mixed up in your wine, then you're not allowed to go sell it in a store. Elim kein hodio, you must let the buyer know. Below the tiger, off of isha hodio, you cannot give it to a salesman, a vendor, even if you tell him, because the reason he's buying it from you is perhaps to fool other people, and therefore we're concerned that he will do so and sell them wine that is slightly diluted as wine that isn't. Makom shnagula hatil mayim b'yayin, but if there is a custom in a locale, to put water in the wine, to dilute the wine, before giving it to the buyer, then yatilu, then you do it as per the custom. Now this already is Mishnayot Bet. A vendor can buy wheat from five different or a lot of different granaries and put them into one storehouse. Or he can buy it from five different wine presses, buy wine and put them into one container. As long as he's not intending to mix. What that means is not intending to publicize that he has all stuff from one place and fool people by having it from several places, but everybody knows when they buy from a vendor that he gets from several different sources. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. This is kind of similar to what we had earlier with the Siton in the issue of Dmai. Tana Rabbanan is a braita. This is going back to the Mishnah that said you certainly can't mix new with old, because the old is better, certainly if the new is cheaper. So it's four se'in to a selah, and you mix it into old, which is going for three se'in b'selah, because that's gzela. But even if the new one is worth more, ein ma'arvin. Why? A person would rather have the old stuff. So that statement in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Adda Amra, the person Adda taught, call Be'emet Amru, every time that it says Be'emet Amru, or Adda perhaps means, this is what it means, Adda Amra, Kacha Omrim, call Be'emet, every time that we say Be'emet Amru, Halachahi. All right, we're going to stop right now, and we're going to pick it up in 1, 2, 3. Tana Rabbanan. In the Mishnah, when we said you cannot mix old with new, because the person would rather have old, that's obvious if the new stuff is worth less, because that's really gzela. But even if the new stuff is three se'in to a selah, and the old was four se'in to a selah, in other words, the new one is worth more, ein marvin, why mnesha adam rotzeli yashnan, a person wants to age, have the aged stuff. Now, the Mishnah then said, Be'emet Amru, B'yani Tiru, etc. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ada Amra, what that means is, Kol Be'emet Amru Halachahi. Every time you have the phrase Be'emet Amru in a Mishnah, it means that is the Halacha. And if there is dispute, this is how the Halacha is ruled. Amar Rav Nachman, Uvein HaGitot Shanu. But this ruling of the permission to mix the wines, the hard wine with the soft wine, is only right at the wine press. Va'idna the Kama'arvi Shalob Be'etagitot. Shlo ben Agitot, and now the Gemara asks, now that we mix it elsewhere, what's the halacha? Rapapa, do yod divikam achli? People know that they mix, and they're mochalit, and therefore it's okay. Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ika Amar, Hamani Rabbi Acha hi. No, it's authored by Rabbi Acha. Dutan Rabbi Acha matir b'davar hanitam. He says anytime that there's something that's tasted before buying, you can mix it because the person has the right to taste first. And then it's caveat emptor. He has to know what he's doing. Ve'ein marvin shimer yain b'yain av alten lot shmerav. We have that odd statement in the Mishnah. V'hamart resha ein marvin klal. You just said you can't mix the lees with the wine. So what does it mean you can give them the lees? V'chitem mayin alten lot shmerav. What does it mean you can give them the lees? The dregs, the kamodale, when you tell him. When it's said in the seifa that you can't sell it in a store unless you let him know, and you can't give it to a vendor. This is when the water gets mixed in. Even if you tell him, so clearly the Mishnah is evolving from, or moving from a situation where somebody doesn't know to even a situation where they do know. So the ratio is even if he didn't tell him. So that means that you can give him the lees even if you didn't tell him. What does it mean? This is what it means. Ein marvin shmarim shel emesh b'shel yom. It means you cannot mix the lees from yesterday's wine, wine that you poured out yesterday, with the lees that are left over from today, because the stuff from yesterday is going to hurt the wine. It's been exposed longer. But you can give him a mix of lees that were all opened today, barrels opened today from different barrels. Tanya Amiyachu, a brighter says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hashofe Yain Lechavero, if you pour out wine, Hareza lo ya'arev shalemesh b'shal yom, lo shalyom b'shal emesh, you can't mix yesterday's with today's. Aval me'arev shalemesh b'shal emesh b'shal yom, you can mix yesterday's with yesterday's and today's with today's. Okay, Mishnah Dorev, Maim B'yeinor, Rizalim Kerem B'chanut, El Im Kein Modio. So the Mishnah ruled that you cannot sell it if it got diluted unless you let the buyer know, and you certainly cannot give it to a vendor. Rava Aitule Chamra Michanuta. Rava was brought some wine from a store. Mazge, he himself diluted it. Tamehite, he said, Lohave Basim, it wasn't good. So Shadre the Chanuta, he sent it back. So Amrali Abaye, Abaye said to him, Anantran, Evlola Tigirafa Bishahodio. You're not allowed to sell it to a vendor because what the problem is you're going to give it back. They're going to give you money back, but they're going to sell it then in greater quantities because you diluted it already, but as wine. My dilution is a well-known dilution. It's very, very thin. And everybody's going to taste it. So maybe you're concerned that the vendor is going to add in a little bit more wine so that people will not be able to tell that it's that diluted. So then there's no end to the concerns that you might have, and we can't be concerned that far. In other words, we're concerned that the vendor will lie. We're not concerned the vendor is going to actively defraud by adding in a little bit of wine. We said that if there's a custom locally to add water, then you could do it. Tana means whatever the local custom is. Half wine, a third wine, a fourth wine, mean three parts water. Whatever the local custom is, that's what you could do. Rav Vena Gitot Shanon. Rav says this was all, the mixing is only if it takes place right there at the wine press. Okay, the last Mishnah, which is really picking up in the middle of the last Mishnah, a storekeeper cannot give out sweets and toasted corn, etc., nuts to kids, to little kids, because it's unfair to the competition because he's having the kids come to him on a regular basis. They're used to coming to him. Chachamim matir and chachamim disagree and say it's mutar. We'll see why. V'lo yifchot at ashar. You can't undersell, meaning go below market value. V'chachamim orim zachor latov. They say the opposite. Such a guy is a good guy. We'll see why. Lo yavor tagrisin. He cannot sift pounded beans. Divrei Abba Shaul. This is now Abba Shaul saying because then it makes it look like all your beans are pounded. V'chachamim matirin. Chachamim disagree. But umodim shalo yavor me'al pi amgurah. But you cannot sift them on top of the sifter she'alek ha'goneh v'tayin, because you're simply fooling people, because what they're seeing, and there's no way for them to see any further, and it seems like all of your stuff is good. You're not allowed to paint a person, means a slave, or an animal, or a kli. What the point is that painting an old one to make it look young, like dyeing a slave's hair, we'll see a story. Now, my Tamad Rabbanan, back in the beginning of the Mishnah, or at least this section, when the Rabbanan said that you're allowed to give out sweets to kids, what's the reason? The first store owner could say, I give out nuts, you give out plums. In other words, you give something else out. You try to attract the kids. Healthy competition. Why do Chachamim say it's okay if he sells under market value? My time de Rabbanan, mishum de kamar v'chutara, because he's lowering the market value, the price. Who are the Chachamim here about the beings? Rabbi Acha, because remember what Rabbi Acha said, kol davar hanit'am mutar, han Rabbi Acha matir davar hanir'eh. Also, anything that you can see, if you can take a look and see, then it's mutar, because you could see that not all this stuff is good. But when you do it on top of the sifter, then he agrees it's no good, because you can't look underneath. En v'achasin lot adam, etc. v'lot ha-kelim, tanu rabbanan, en mishar v'tin et ha-behema. We'll see what this means. There's two possible interpretation, but a shavit is like a scepter. Ve'ein nofchin bekirbaim, you're not allowed to puff up the kishkas of the animal. Ve'ein shorin tavasar maim, you're not allowed to soak meat in water because it inflates it. All of these things make things look better than they really are. Ma'ein mesharvatin, what did that mesharvatin mean? Hacha tagim ma'ya dechizra. Here in Babel, they explained it as meaning feeding it meisubin, kind of like bran water, which makes everything look puffed up, the animal look puffed up. Hacha was the iriam of kahana mezakfata. But here the Ziri explained that it meant to make it, to comb it so its hair stands up straight, and so its skin stands up straight so it looks better than it really is. Shmuel Sharla Mirma Tumin the Sarvala. Shmuel allowed hanging fringes on a garment. Rabbi Yehuda Sharla Sichsuche Karme. He allowed cleaning clothes with a certain kind of wash that makes them look good. Rava Shari Lemedak Tsardi. He allowed you to beat certain kind of pants. Rava Charlotte Salume Giri, to paint arrows. And they allowed you to enhance your wares. Papa Bar Shmuel Charlotte Salume Dikule. He allowed painting baskets to make them look better. So how does that fit with everything that we saw till now? If the things are new, but you just want to make them look good, so you're not fooling anybody. They are new, and they look new, then it's fine. But if they're old, and you're making them look new by painting them, that is wrong. And we have a story about that. There was an old slave. He went and dyed his hair and his beard to look young. He went to Rav and he said, buy me as a slave. I'm a young guy. He quoted the Mishnah on Avot that said, poor men should be members of your household. In other words, I'd rather give the business to poor Jews and let them come and work for me than to buy you as a slave. He bought him. He got fooled. One day he said, give me some water. So what ended up happening is the water got on him and his dye came out and he could see that he was old. So what may have happened here is the slave said to him, give me some water, and he poured on and he showed him. After he bought him, he showed him that he really was old. He said, I'm older than your father. Karya Nafshir, Papa Shmuel said about himself, the Pasuk, Tzadik mitzaran echlatz v'yavo acher tachtav. Now, in the Pasuk, it says, v'yavo rasha tachtav, which means that Tzadik is saved from a terrible threat, and a rasha comes in his place. But he didn't want to say it about himself. He said, v'yavo acher tachtav. Rav was saved. He had the foresight to see through this guy and not buy him. In the meantime, I bought him, so I ended up losing. Okay, Hadron Alach HaZahav, Yishar Koach Tol Dalomdim, we've studied a long and very intricate and very significant perek, and Amir Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin perek Ezehu Neshech, a perek devoted to the laws of Neshech and Ribit, to usury, and Amir Hashem, we will begin that in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.